Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Oh. Hi, friends. Normally, this is the part where we'd be like, nerd talk and all that singing and stuff like that, but we're not doing that for a minute because I got to explain myself. Hi, Siege.
Hi, Greg.
So this is recorded in two pieces. Maybe you may have noticed last week you didn't get an episode. That's on me. Hands up for old Gerg here. But we're going to play the first part of this episode is going to be last week's recording that we did, which was a short recording because we got all sorts of screwed up with everything. Brandon showed up without a microphone somehow. It was a whole thing, but there's some funny stuff that was in there, especially poor Brandon's self-esteem being devastated. So we'll get to all that here in a minute. And then after that, Brandon couldn't be here tonight to record because, of course. So after that first chunk, then Siege and I will pick up after a commercial break and be able to continue from there. So enjoy Nerd Talk.
Nerd Talk, talking about Nerd Talk, yeah!
Hi there, welcome to Nerd Talk Plus, our weekly deeper dive into the stories that make this world nerdier from Odyssey's Nerd Talk. I'm your host, Gregor. Now, while most of him might be cold, not tonight because he's wrapped up in murder bed, his upper lip will always remain warm. He's our skin squatch. He's your fur daddy. He's Brandon from the internet.
I've never felt more like a fur daddy than I do right now.
Especially with your arm laying behind
on a furry pillow. Yeah.
Oh, two furry pillows, you guys. It's so good.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
You look way too comfortable.
Oh. It's like really weird how aroused Brandon is right now. It's like really, Yeah, as Siege was making fun of me before this, it's like the year of the Gerg, the sexual revolution. But it's too weird coming from Brandon towards us.
It's contagious. Your sexual revolution is contagious.
It's concagious.
Concagious. Conqueso. Wait, what?
He's the funny one of us from Miami, Florida, in alligator boots and only alligator boots. Hello to Siege.
Whoa! I miss you guys so much. It's been so emotional without you. And this podcast has been delayed. I did a podcast all by myself and I missed you and I've been going up and down. I had my head cut off and now I got to get my back cut out. And I've just been so lonely looking for. I'm ripped out a little bit and then another one put back in. And then I'm watching movies all by myself. And then I watched Love on the Spectrum and I needed emotional help, and I slept with a loaf of bread the last two nights. not sexually, but well, it could have been if I chose to.
Then you're just saying that because you made it into toast.
Wet toast,
dude. I don't know why, you telling me that they're gonna rip your back out and then put a new one in? It just like the image I get. No, yeah. The image I get is like when they scale, like when they when people debone a fish and they just pull it out and it comes out at the same time.
You doing that with your hand like that made me think of like deterring a shrimp.
Dude, they're going to deter you?
He's our deterred
God,
shrimp.
I hope so.
He's see. Okay, so I'll just be straight up on how we're going to cover things today because it's a weird episode. So we couldn't record on Monday because Brandon was actually in Seattle for the day. So we got dinner instead of
abandoning dogs.
Brandon's like, hey, you want to do a live pod? And I was like, what? How do we, like, we always do it live or whatever. And he's like, no, in town, Cage can come and be the guest. I was like, what? Or she might go get dinner without me. And I was like, for the record, after spending 2 hours with Cage, it much better for her to go get dinner. Like, I feel like she just like looked at us the whole time. Like, you guys are the dumbest people I know. But anyway, Hooray. It was a chance to get an in-person hang. I've been a little bit under the weather as well, and so that was it. And then yesterday we were going to try to do this, but then I got Tuesday drunk. And so yes. That was out the window.
Did I ask on a Wednesday.
Fates. Yeah.
Oh, Brandon's yeah. Getting beat up also, Brandon babies. Was hurt.
Yeah. Yeah.
It doesn't look like you got super smashed in the face.
Dude, it hurts so bad right now. My nose hurts so badly, and... I don't know if it's like just the darkness, the regular darkness under my eyes, or just because I'm exhausted all the time, or if it's starting to bruise because I broke my nose.
Sounds like our fur daddy is being a fur baby. I'm sorry. this is what I've done without human contact.
It does feel a little bit like that.
Are you loafy?
Yeah. Yeah.
So Brandon lost his adapter because he's delirious from getting a baby dropped on his head.
Yeah.
And so there's some real good stuff that came out of hanging out with Brandon the other day. It was, we were there with a couple friends. One was a friend of mine and one is Brandon's wife. And she was just like, please shut up so I can get ice cream. Just like, would you guys shut up?
Also shut up because there's like a nice, cute family of four sitting next to us. And we keep saying things about sending dick pics.
Yeah, and like not subtle. Either.
No,
like,
not quiet.
Well, yeah. And I'm still waiting for that meme pic of you two with the bulging biceps only with dicks.
Yeah.
So I've got a... producer today, it's Space Baby, and so I will be.
Oh, hi, Space Baby. Space Baby.
Showing more restraint than we showed in Didn't I Funk.
Oh, for sure.
Speaking of Space Baby and young people listening and producing, I'd like to give a shout out to my good friend Anna at my head cut off doctor office. Yeah. She started listening to us last week. And immediately had to shut it off in the car with her 10-year-old when Greg started the episode talking about his sexual revolution. But don't worry, Anna's back.
If nothing else, I think Anna, I'll address her directly. I think that being a 44-year-old man coming into your sexual revolution and being honest about it and also being responsible about it is actually a good example to set for not a 10-year-old.
Yeah.
I'd probably reword that too. Instead of coming into your sexual revolution, coming into your own sexual revolution. Her sexual revolution has nothing to do with you being 44-year-old man coming into anything.
I don't think
like toast.
Hashtag bread.
Sorry.
So it's one of those things where you get these two knuckle. Like, I've known Brandon for a really long time now, which is wild. Like I think about like 2013 maybe or something like that. Like we've been like goofing off making dumb stuff forever. And so like you get us in the same room, like we didn't even drink. There was like nothing but like out of the way, chumps, it's time to not get a word in. And just back and forth for an hour and a half, just like nonstop. I mean, these two other people with us easily were wishing our death or whatever. But at the end of it, I talked to my friend and I'm like, so what'd you think? You get to meet Brandon and like she listened to the pod. Okay, great. And she was like, yeah. You know, Siege is humor. That's my type of humor. Like, Brandon's been on suicide watch for 3 days since I told him that.
The one who's not here. That's the kind of humor I like. Just not existent.
Yeah.
She gave examples. Like she could show her work. So
it was I'm glad that it wasn't just an opinion, but she had data to support it. So that makes it so much better.
She had supporting facts.
She's like,
manila envelope.
Siege is funnier, and here's exactly why. Here's my thesis.
I mean, short of a thesis,
I feel better
on the road. Now, Brandon, you act like you're the only one who's upset by this news. I am also devastated by this.
I'm sorry. So, I can't stop laughing.
I literally haven't been able to stop thinking about it.
Like, is this why the group chat and the text group kind of went silent the last couple days? Yeah. Am I being shut out?
It's like my my entire mojo has been. You know, it's like the you can't please everybody, but yes, you can, right?
But I could try.
But I can, except for this one individual who's absolutely like kneecapped me with a single statement. And Siege, here's the thing. I also think that you're funnier than me, but it's worse. It's worse.
You don't come with empirical data tearing yourself down.
Yeah. I just have the opinion that you are. I didn't come in with stats and graphs to
she pull out her whiteboard.
And here's the problem.
At her own, it was bigger.
Yeah.
She had an easel and everything.
Here's the problem.
Set it right there at the table.
She's smart. She's a smart person too, which makes it worse. You know, it's like, if I, you know, I care too much. And, I think the last 2 days, I haven't podcast. Well, last night I just couldn't do it. And I think I was kind of in protest against the podcast.
Oh, good.
Like, if she wants to come on and do this, great. Fine. Whatever. I don't care. Make her, like, she can.
Fine.
I'll just hang out here on murder bed.
She wants to come and sell a house and be charming, then fine.
I'll just hang out here on murder bed with Lammy Poo, and I'll be happy. Okay. Actually, I'll be sad, but.
Brandon, you got to remember, you came in here with lasers today. You're the only one who can do lasers. I don't know what that is. Well, and yeah, or I guess is laser. Oh, there we go. Okay. I was going to say, I can't do it at will, but you've got lasers. You've got a soft, comfy, murderous bed complete with grandma embroidered sheets to like make it even creepier when you get smothered at night.
But yeah, the sheets say you're not as funny as Siege.
Yeah.
That was a quick turnaround, Nana. Cross stitch.
Are you seeing my name everywhere now?
Oh, I'm like any opportunity any opportunity I've had to say something funny over the last 3 days. I've held my tongue. I'm like, whatever.
I'm not being funny in protest.
Whatever I would say, here, one sec. I'm going to text my friend Siege and see what he would say here, because it will be objectively funnier.
So yeah, that's
I'm laughing my ass off, but I hate this.
So like, it is. Like, you can't argue a point. Like, there's no point to be argued that we weren't having the best time of our lives on Monday.
Yeah.
Like, it was, like, some of the best I've laughed in ever. And I was like, did you not see how much we were laughing? And she was like, yeah.
I was like, okay, cool. She's like, yeah, you guys were laughing.
To be fair, I'm overdoing it a little bit. So apologies to Maria when she gets frustrated listening to this and
take it back.
I had the best time ever. So that's all I care about. But also 2 months ago, I was like, I'm so insecure about this. I'm having such a hard time with this. I don't feel like, and Siege has to be like, no, you're doing great. And you know, all these things. And like, we have these talks on the pod about being like, I don't even know what we're doing. What is this? And you're like, everyone brings something. And then, like, just so quickly, it's just immediately just like the blocks were kicked out from under me, and now I'm hanging.
Well, I mean, I love you, but I do not agree. I think we all bring something equal, and I don't think it would be the same.
You're saying that because you need this podcast to survive as the gateway drug to Florida man murders.
Which I am recording tomorrow.
There's an all new season. Season 3.
Season 4, actually.
Season 4. Sorry.
Yeah, no, it's okay. Oh, yeah. Man.
You guys want to see what my boy just made? Can I see it real
quick? Yeah.
This is just for video watchers, which we never post any video. So
yeah,
just made a little,
whoa,
or a little triceratops.
Whoa,
layers.
What is that made out of?
It's like layers of cardboard, and then they're printed, and then you like stick them together and glue them together.
You let him use an X-Acto knife?
Oh man, yeah, he cuts me with it. I don't have a choice.
Nice.
Give it to the old man. No ice water.
I can't get your ice water. I'm sorry.
He's like flipping out this like craft knife around like a butterfly, like a switchblade, like a butterfly knife.
Yeah. Oh, he's so good, dude. His coordination's amazing.
Hey, while you're, while you're distracted by the blade, he just hoofs you in the balls.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, he does that anyway. It's like that is the special ability of anyone under the age of 10.
Yeah. Oh,
he just kissed my hand.
Oh, that's it. Pot over.
He's going to get you to let your guard down.
There he is.
Uh-oh. Hey, what's up, space baby?
Space baby.
Right now, but can you wave actually at the camera? There we are.
Yay. Space kid.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening to the podcast.
Thanks for listening to the podcast.
Yeah, and say Brandon's mustache is cool.
Brandon's mustache is cool.
But not his gold chain. Look at Brandon. Look at Brandon.
Look at
lasers.
Hey.
Laser stash.
Hey, don't. He thinks my gold chain is cool just because you don't, man. It's the only way I can stay cool with the youth.
Let's take a quick break, and I'll come back and address the gold chain thing here in a second.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
The days are getting shorter, but the lights couldn't be brighter. This time of year, baseball is different, and the whole world is watching. All of the clutch hits, the game-saving grabs, the plays at the plate, and the head-first slides under the tag. That's peak baseball. Experience all of the autumn action. It's postseason season. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
So we're out at dinner and we're talking about Spokane and its wonders and everything. And like, oh, you know, Spokane's like, there's like one good Mexican food and there's one good Thai food and there's one good this food, one good Yugoslavian food. You
know? Not even a restaurant, just one food at that restaurant.
And so there's all these places you can get a takeout or whatever and it's good or whatever. And then I was like, yeah, is there like one good gold chain store? Because Brandon was wearing a gold chain. And then he was like, yeah, you know, I don't ever wear this, and I thought I would like try and do something cool today, and then, like, here you are, just in a restaurant, just crapping all over me for it, and he, like, laid into me. Like, he, like, he feels bad about not being called the funny one. I was just straight up put in my place for being mean, and I was like, I don't even know what's going on right now. This is insane.
For the record, like, I told him this. I said, I don't care when people make comments about me, unless they say that I'm not funny. I don't care if somebody is like, oh, your gold chain is silly, because it doesn't make me feel bad because I like it. And it is funny because on the way there, I never wear it out. And on the way driving to Seattle, my wife was like, oh, you know, you should sometimes because it's cool and it's sweet. I was like, okay, maybe I will tonight. And as soon as we get to the Dead Funk, he's like, oh, gold chain, idiot. He didn't make me feel bad, but I knew that if I made him feel bad for making me feel bad, it would make him feel even worse.
He was right.
That's a beautiful turn by you.
No, I mean, it was like, it was like master manipulator. Like, he was like, oh, are we just making fun of people now? Because like, I've tried to be vulnerable. And I was like, oh, come on. And then I was like, all right.
I'm trying a new thing to feel my proper coolness. Yeah.
Now,
and
so
you're just in here just taking a crap.
I can't be
all
funny.
Over.
I can't wear jewelry, man. Give me something.
So what I think is so funny about the whole thing,
stash.
Brandon is like so offended by this, but then his wife is like, I'm sorry. You guys just aren't funny. Like, she just like straight up said we weren't funny. Just like straight, like this other character is just like, oh, Siege is my type of humor. That doesn't mean we're not funny. Brandon Cage is just like brutal. She's like, nah, you guys aren't funny. Like, oh, okay, cool.
Yeah. You guys are dumb.
Oh, yeah, well,
you guys are dumb.
You should wear a gold chain.
So I can make fun of you.
So, yeah.
You should wear a gold chain so at least you have something outwardly wonderful about you.
Yeah. From the one gold chain store in Spokane.
Yeah.
Anyway.
It's not even Cuban links.
I don't know what that means.
That's a good length, though. That's a good length,
Thank
though.
Thank you. I'll wear it out.
I like
I'm
it.
I'm going to wear
like
it out. It.
Nah.
Look, man.
And you should.
I'm going to tell you right now. You got that little. There he goes with the lasers again. Damn it.
Guys, it's the one thing. Like, okay, look. Gregor's he makes the whole show happen. He can put any sounds that he wants into the post show. Siege can make any sound he wants to happen on the show during. Like, yeah, thank you. I've got one thing, and I just discovered it today, and it's if I do that, I can make lasers happen. Okay, and this
you don't even bring a microphone anymore. It's like you're just only bringing lasers that don't make any noise.
This is an audio format, and I have found one cool thing that I can do, and it happens in the video that we never share. So. Give me something, you guys. I can't have gold chains. I can't have laughs. I can have lasers.
I like this Brandon right here with the t-shirt, hoodie, the gold chain out, the rock fingers and the lasers. You should be a DJ in Miami. especially with the stuffed animal lamb.
Yeah, I would.
You belong here, Brandon. You're wasted in Spokane. You belong here.
I get one insult from Gregor's friend, and all of a sudden, I've completely changed my identity, moved to Miami. My best friend is Cade Ferrari.
That'd be an honor, just so you know. That'd be a step up, Brandon.
No,
Cade
I
Ferrari
know.
Is oh, the know. Best. That guy blasted an alligator in the face of the fan boat. It was awesome.
That was so cool. I was just kind of sitting there like, well, are we really doing this? And the gator was just like, ah, and he's just like, whatever.
He did it twice.
That's
it was
incredible.
Awesome.
Take it.
Now, one of the data points for Siege being funny is specifically his ability to do kung fu voices. And one of the things that we offered back was like, you should see the video of it, to which Maria was like, I would love to if someone would ever produce it. And I was like, oh, yeah, bad producer, not the funny one. All right. I'm the looks and I'm not that.
Wow.
But she was like, yeah, the sound effects he did, all that, the kung fu stuff, he nailed that. He's got a great voice. It's very distinct and cool. And I was like, yeah. All right.
Siege, you single, man? Because you're kind of checking all the boxes,
you know what,
right now.
Ladies and gentlemen, I was sitting here thinking earlier when I was whining in that little rant about how emotionally unavailable I am. I think I am. I think I'm single and ready to mingle.
You're doing.
I thought you were going full corn
right
there. I thought you were going Jonathan Davis. Like, I was like, whoa, dude, chill.
No. I'm not wearing Adidas. I'm wearing Puma.
Okay, thank you.
It's okay.
It's European Jonathan Davis.
Yes, thank you. Puma.
Well,
wearing Puma.
None of us is a scientist, engineer, or supervillain, but if you are, let us know what we get wrong or potentially what we get right. Brandon, you missed it last week.
All right, let's start the show 20 minutes in.
We had a review from your brother, I think, we presume. It was like Steve.
Oh, yeah.
Steve Griff or something like that, and so
Stephen R. Griff.
Yeah, he said nice things about Siege and I. That was so. It's like kind of a theme.
Yes, you guys are instigating my midlife crisis. like for a long time, I thought, you know, I'm not very generous. I'm not the nicest person in the world. I'm not the most thoughtful person in the world, but you know what? At least I can make people laugh, and I've lost that.
And get beat up by babies.
But man, do you spend
I can do that.
Do you spend some 2010 dubstep better than just about anybody, though? Let me tell you.
Hell yeah, you do.
Oh, wait, actually, Siege is better than you also, so.
Yeah. Oh, sorry, guys. I didn't mean to take that from you, too. Damn it.
So if you could tell a friend.
Here, you want me to
write a review?
You want to hear the end of that one? The end of your review?
Oh, he's gone. All right, well, Brandon left.
Where'd he go? No, he's going to cry.
You can just find us online to say sexy things about Siege, nerdtalkplus.com for more. We really appreciate the reviews and everything. It's a big deal. The first Neuralink brain implant seems to be going well. Brandon, what are you doing? Like, we can hear all of this. It's like, clink.
he's in, like, the kitchen doing the dishes. Like, what is going
on? If I hear a zipper, I'm out of here, okay?
I was just trying to find something, you guys. Just, I can't even find that. So,
it sounds like you're making a drink. If I find something, are you trying to find whiskey?
Yeah, I'm trying to find my 18-year-old juice.
You better preface that better, buddy. That was off the pod when we said that.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, the first Neuralink brain implant seems to be going well, as the first clinical patient can now move a mouse with their mind, a computer mouse, mind you. And I assume that because it's Elon, that if they want to click the mouse, there's like an upgrade option. It doesn't like come standard or whatever. the patient is now fully healed from the implant.
You have to do the hygiene of dreamy.
Is moving a mouse around, clicking and dragging a cursor solely with their brain. Are we freaked out about this? Are we happy about it? Or maybe a little bit of both?
I personally am wondering how long ago that article was written and if their entire forehead has exploded yet.
Yesterday. So, yes.
So, the data's still out.
I was stoked about it until I found out that the mouse they're moving was a computer mouse and not an actual live mouse, because that sounds way cooler.
Yeah. If there was like an army of mice.
I don't know why.
Yeah.
I don't know why I was actually thinking of like telekinesis. Like where they were moving stuff with like the force.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was an actual computer mouse. It's not, we're not moving the little indicator on the screen or anything. Yeah. Yeah. It's like, no, you're moving a cursor with your brain. Relax.
The whole thing is just like, it's going to happen eventually, right? Like we're all going to be, well, maybe not us, because I read a book, like, I think when I was, like, a young adult fiction book, like, sci-fi book when I was a kid, called Feed, I believe is what it was called.
Ooh.
Where everybody was connected to, basically, an internet with their brains. But all of the older people that were, you know, probably our age and older when the technology came out, had to be outfitted with these, like, basically big wearable-type things that just totally screwed up their bodies. They, like, got connected to their back and to their neck and to their spine, and it screwed up their whole body.
Doc Ock thing.
And then all of the kids, like our kids' age, would get the new nice thing that didn't screw up their whole body. And so we're going to be like those older people. By the time this stuff becomes like mainstream, we're going to have to get the weird, like, oh, your cerebral cortex is too far developed for us to make this thing work properly. So we're going to have to do all of these things. Like, I seriously think that's what it's going to be, is like the only way that it's going to work well is it has to be integrated as early as possible. And so kids are going, like, that's the only thing I'm going to see.
Yeah.
I think that this is going to keep this from becoming mainstream faster, is like, and maybe I'm wrong. I could be talking out my,
it's
you
like,
know what?
It's like, how I have to like show my mom constantly on her iPhone how to close the apps.
Yeah.
But yet you give a baby something, they'll be able to find something, turn it on, play it, do whatever the hell they want. We'll be running on like Windows 93 and they'll be on like Fontana or whatever the like latest iOS is.
Yeah. It's, for me, the scary part is that like I'm, the fine people of Lexus of Tacoma at Fife are letting me drive a Lexus 450 RZ, which is an all electric car. It's beautiful. Oh, it's luxurious as you would expect. All these things. This is not paid. They're not a sponsor of this podcast, but it's awesome. And then I drove my Subaru Outback to go get something out of storage the other day, and I was like, oh, look at this cute little screen. Huh?
Subaru?
The Subaru.
Thank you. Sorry.
The Subaru.
So I drove that, and I was like, oh, look at this ancient... this ancient screen and how dumb this whole thing is. And then I was like, yeah, that chip that's in that guy's brain, like, next week it's obsolete, wow. Right? And so, like, do you have to get that upgraded then? Or, like that? It's one of the big problems with Star Wars where people have, like, crazy mecha built into their bodies. And I'm like, yeah. But, I mean, the technology is going to improve, right? And then you're going to have the old version, and that sucks. So what are you going to do?
Yeah. Then you're just General Grievous running around hacking up a lung while you've Kenobi. Got, like, yeah. The regular old droids are just, like, bebopping around being fine.
Yeah.
Yo, does this RZ that you're driving have the square steering wheel or the circle one? Because I'm looking at pictures in here, and I'm just like, holy cow.
It's a circle.
There's, like, a square F1 style.
No, okay. No.
There's, like, a square F1 style one. I'm like, yo.
Oh, I probably got them. What?
That screen is awesome. Yo, that's one thing, too. It's like you notice it's like whenever we get new stuff, just like as a person, even before like the phones, like just constantly upgraded and everything else like that. The like cars, you know, like you're going from a Honda. You're not like backtracking into like an older Honda or a lesser model of it or something like that. You always want to go to like the newer thing, get something a little bit more advanced and. Like right now, like anybody who listens back to this pod or whatever knows that I drive the Habanero Orange Volkswagen Tiguan, and it's got like the big screen and yes, with the gunshots. We never talked about that. The gunshots through the back window.
No, we never did talk about that.
and the giant moonroof and all that other stuff and the big screen in it. And now I'm looking at Greg driving this RZ450, and I'm just like, oh my god, that is a big screen.
Did that happen?
I'm going to go in there tomorrow.
I love my car, and I drove it to Seattle, which is like a 4.5 hour drive on Monday. And my car has the not like autopilot, but it has like the lane centering and adaptive cruise control, where like as long as I like put my hand on the wheel every 5 seconds or whatever it is, like it'll, but you have to, they still is like, no, I'm going to turn off unless you keep your hands on the wheel. Right.
It's like, you just have to let it know it's there.
Right. And so, but then like all of these newer vehicles that come out, and like, it is the most convenient thing in the world. If I wanted to, I wouldn't even have to look up the entire time I was on the freeway. Like it is that good. Right. But if I drive one of those cars that has like the full immersed autopilot where you like don't even have to think, like at least when you're on the freeway, like you don't have to touch anything. You don't have to even, it doesn't make you touch the steering wheel again. I would instantly be like, oh, my car sucks. It should go to the dump. I need to drive this new thing now.
It's right. It's crazy. Like
I'm just happy I have cruise control.
But I've become hopeless for the variable speed where it like my Subaru, or my Stubaru, either way. Well, I set it to whatever. It's always 69, but I set it to whatever speed I want. And then if it's someone in front of me is going 30, I'm behind them doing 30. It's like I don't even have to think at all. So it's like that's how I try to avoid speeding tickets. Brandon, take notes. That was almost a 4 hour and 15 minute drive, but then someone got greedy. So anyway, I worry about this stuff because like when people do figure out how to control like an army of mices and then they actually turn that to robots and then we control an army of robots with our minds, like one person is just like, robots attack, and they all do that. Or when the robots are like, yeah, that chip in your brain, boop, now you're one of us, and then you become Lobot from Cloud City or whatever. Like that's not great.
We control you now.
Anyway.
1 week later.
Later. Whoa, those stories were so crazy, and I definitely remember all of them, and I am dying on the inside.
I think I took way too many mushrooms today to really be like trying to put together everything that we just talked about what we were doing.
Did you actually take mushrooms today?
Wait, can I call them that? If I call them adaptogens, does that make them like legal?
I love the idea of adaptogen. Well, I mean, you could have been talking about criminies. You know, you could be talking about shiitakes. I ate way too many shiitake mushrooms today, and now I'm pooping like crazy.
Yeah, it's definitely shiitake. No, not at all.
at what time of day did you do this at?
Throughout all of it. Wow.
How did that happen?
I don't know. It was just, I want to say that it was like one time during the day, but that one time was all day.
Okay. I mean, like someone just come over and show up at your house and they're like, you should have these.
No, I was trying to get some work done and trying to focus on some stuff. And
some drugs.
Yeah, of course.
If Brandon can do it, so could I.
Yeah. People used to send me like free samples of stuff and like to try out and see if I would talk about them or whatever. And this one just happened to be like a nice blend to help you focus and also help you be stress-free. Mm. And I just started eating them. And didn't stop.
Chocolate bar style or what?
Pretty much. Like I have like with everything, I'd like have a cup of coffee, pop a couple caps.
Oh, so you actually have like the full on fungus.
Oh yeah.
Wow. I wish
they were saying that you could break them up with like mortar and pestle and put them in everything. But I am not doing that because I'm lazy.
So as a guy who loves shiitake mushrooms,
yes,
but doesn't like the vomiting that sometimes comes along with them, right?
Yes, correct.
I came to terms with the idea that I would just get empty tea bags and put them in there and then boil water and then add that water minus the part that makes you all barfy into half a vitamin water. Just drink half the vitamin water and pour that in there. And then you just drink it and you don't get queasy at all at any point, because that was a real problem for me, because you know those shiitakes are
so they can be strong, which I can attest to today.
So for the future,
sounds like a brilliant idea. I've heard of the tea before, but like that's like a great idea.
It's basically that in college we would do it with instant Kool-Aid. You know, you'd get the thing with the jar with the big lid that you would screw off, and then you'd put a couple of scoops into the pitcher and fill it up with the hot water, fill the rest up with normal water, and then just pour cups of that. I did that at my buddy's bachelor party.
Yeah,
we were like,
nice.
For real, like, oh yeah. And
oh so, yeah.
So, anyway. Yeah, okay, so it's a weird day for Siege. I mean, theoretically.
Yes.
Well, let's get weirder then with it, I think. Like,
I love it.
Since we didn't really get to many stories in this first part of the episode so far, I think. Let's
I don't know what we did.
I just remember Brandon crying.
The two of you having like an emotional breakdown.
Yeah.
And yelling at me, and I was just laughing the whole time.
At you? We didn't yell at you. You misinterpreted thing. It was basically
I was kidding.
It was basically Brandon crumbling under the weight of somebody's judgment for someone else being funnier than he was, and he and I nervously laughing while you also nervously laughed but kind of basked at the same time. So it was good.
Oh man, I had never felt better in my entire life, and you guys like opened me up emotionally.
Okay.
And I felt ready to be one with the world again.
Well, that's nice. So
thank you.
Yeah, it was I've since spoken to the person that said that Brandon and I aren't the funny ones and that you are or whatever. And she kind of doubled down on it, which was amazing. So.
It's not even, no, don't worry. You guys are funny too. It's like, no.
She said it was amazing. She was like, you tell Brandon that you think he's very funny and that I'm Team Siege. I was like, that does not help him. That in no way is going to be helpful, but I will do that.
Oh my God, that's great.
Now, Siege, I can't remember
if she hears this episode.
I know, right? I could be in trouble. But anyway, I don't know if we talked about this or not, so tell me if this like rings true for you at all. If we did and we talk about it again, that's amazing.
Oh, well.
We talked about the Neuralink, right? And the brain implants.
Yes.
And okay, that's what I thought. Okay, so.
Yeah.
This next story is about the first ever lab-grown testicles. Did we talk about that?
Did we? I don't think so. I don't know. We've been talking a lot about testicles in the group chat and the
you guys are so, I mean, you guys should hook up. It's like getting super weird in there. Although I did bring the naked Japanese man crush by crush. I mean, yes, when people just ram into each other, not like I have a crush on a naked Japanese man, but I mean, why not? Might as well.
Might as well.
Well, from IFLScience.com, the first ever lab-grown testicles may be capable of producing sperm. The subheadline's amazing. Scientists finally grow a pair.
Perfect. I love it.
Yeah, I guess like the future, I mean, at least not in Alabama, obviously, but the future is growing testicles to be able to create sperms, to be able to like do this. Right now it's for mice or whatever, but like what's the difference, you know? They can
mice need bigger balls. All we need is more mice procreating faster, you know, rate.
You know, they grow the ear on the back of a mouse, like they grow man nuts on a mouse would be amazing.
It's like they grow the extra skin for like skin grafts, like off the side of the leg. Like you've got like an extra pair of balls just like growing off your thigh. Sometimes that's 3 or 4 pair, depending on, you could be a donor.
Well, hold up now. I'm no doctor, but like it sort of feels like testicle skin would be like ball bag skin would actually be pretty good skin grafting skin if you could grow extra.
To be perfectly honest with you, yeah. It's like a softer it's like growing another weenus, but a nice softer version.
Yeah.
You know the weenus, right? The back of your elbow. That stretchy stuff right there. Yeah.
No, I thought you were just saying a nice penis in a nice way.
Oh, no. This is your weenus right here. You can grab it and play with it. And like, you know, some of my friends, like when we were younger, used to have extra large weenuses and we'd fondle them. And I'm getting way too mushroomy. But yeah, it's like that extra soft part, but without having to lotion it already.
Wow. All right. Well, for white people,
smooth, at least. Soft skin. Yes. Yes. Sorry to everybody who just left. You made it this far. Stick with us.
Anyway, they're hoping to help with infertility treatments by having fake nards that can produce sperms. And I'm like, this is wild. It's wild that this is where we're going to. They're in the moon. We're like between the two. It's pretty nuts.
Yeah, this is insane. Like all the things that we can be doing with like science, and we're growing fake real nuts.
Now we've been growing.
Like, didn't we just get nudicles for dogs? Like when we get rid of their nuts, we give them fake nuts, and now we're growing real nuts.
I'm sorry.
you never heard of nudicles?
No, please go on.
Oh man, yeah. When you there's for the dogs who are very sensitive to how they look and how they feel out in public, and you cut off their nuts.
Yeah.
They have fake implanted testicles that they can put back in there. So the dogs just feel all nice and big and manly dog.
Yeah.
Because we're worried about the dog's feelings.
John Manley's
once
nuts.
We cut off their nuts.
That's what they model them after.
Yes.
Shout out to John Manley.
Sup, dummy.
Now, here's the thing. If I see my dog is fixed now, but before, if I see a set of nuts on a dog, I'm like, keep that dog away from my bitch because I don't need any puppies. Yeah. Right.
Yes. Correct.
And so like, maybe don't use the nudicles or whatever that is. That's wild. Now as creatures, we've been replicating wieners for forever, you know, whether it's
of course,
synthetic rubbery form or just, you know, from your garden or whatever it is. We've been like hard at work doing that for as long as as we've been around or whatever, but
cucumbers.
I do find it odd that we're making fake nards, but hey, right on. Pretty soon they're going to have like an impregnation robot that's going to get in there and like not only hump you, but also deliver the product.
Oh my God. They're just trying to get rid of us completely, aren't they?
Yeah. I'm not mad at them.
Here we go. Crafted with integrity, a history of trust, nudicles. Over a quarter century, CTI Corporation has provided caring pet owners and progressive veterinarians worldwide with safe, effective, and revolutionary pet innovations, quote unquote.
What's it called when you put your human stuff onto like non-human things like anthropomorphization or whatever it is when you.
I was going to say bestiality, but yes, anthropomorphize. Yes,
the other one. Yeah,
the other human characteristics.
Yeah, like personification, kind of like that. It's like I feel like no dog has ever been like, "Where are my nuts? Now I don't feel like a man." Like I feel like that is purely.
Well, they have Humphrey the spokes dog on on the Nudicles page. So sorry, you guys can go look that up yourself. I'm not looking at that anymore.
Anyway, yeah, this is
yeah,
this is wild.
Anthropomorphize.
Anthropomorphize. Thank you. There's an album by the band The Ocean that I went and saw a couple times this weekend called Anthropocentric, which is not the same. It's the humans at the center, not at the, what is that, Copernican, whatever. Oh my God. Now you're a space guy, like you're I mean more than just right now on mushrooms, but you're a space guy. Did you? I missed it somehow because I was busy taking care of a child. But did you happen to like pay attention to the thing that we landed on the moon? The private company landed on the moon last week.
Yes, I did. This was actually supposed to be the first thing going to the moon. This was the one that's supposed to be the cargo being shot off on the Vulcan Centaur rocket.
Yeah,
the one that also had yes, shout outs to Centaurs. yeah, the Vulcan Centaur was the one by ULA, United Launch Associates, which is basically Boeing and Lockheed Martin working together. And the Vulcan is the giant booster. The Centaur was the middle stage that contained all sorts of other things like we talked about this before, like the the guy who started Star Trek and everybody. Yeah, all sorts. Yeah. Animal testicles, nudicles that got shot into the sun for some reason. And Astrobotics was supposed to be launching something out to the moon. And that broke up and pretty much, I guess, disintegrated or crashed into something. I don't know. I don't remember anymore. I'm on mushrooms. But this stuff, innovative, I can't remember the name already.
Sure.
I was just talking about it. But they were supposed to be the first cargo, and it got delayed. And now that they launched it this time, it actually went through, went and landed successfully on the moon, which was pretty damn amazing.
But then the Intuitive Machines Odyssey Moonlander tipped over on its side with its foot caught on a rock, and it got tumbled over and kind of spoiled the entirety of the mission. They made it down there, the first private moon, I think the first private moonlander to land, and it technically, I guess, is not successful because it fell over. But they've made it farther than the Japanese, the Israelis, and like a couple other people that have taken a.
India crashed into the moon.
Yeah.
Japan landed upside down on the moon.
Yeah.
But the thing that I love, this one was actually supposed to have a technology on it that I loved, that it's supposed to be so, because nobody's ever accounted for this before in landing on another planet, where they constantly measure the ground underneath it with laser and everything else, because as you're propelling fire out the bottom of this thing to land softly, it's changing the actual surface of the moon. So it's trying to level it out and get it right, so it doesn't, you know, land awkwardly and flip over. So I don't know if that was actually working or on this particular one, but that was the goal of.
Yeah. So the primary laser, it's like LIDAR. I think this keeps coming up, this LIDAR.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
But the primary LIDAR,
LIDAR
malfunctioned. And they were able to take another laser on board that was there to do some NASA sciencing. So this private moonlander was able to like, hey, NASA, can we repurpose your laser to try and make the landing successful? And NASA was like, oh, hell yeah, let's go. So they sent some code up to like give it instructions to be able to try and make the landing. And while it was like fairly successful, it still had like a bit of a wobble once it touched down. A wonky lunar touchdown, says space.com, and ended up falling over on its side. Yeah. As of today, Monday.
That's so cool how they did that.
As of the 26th, they were going to cease trying to make it work. It was supposed to last for, it was on the South Pole. It was supposed to last for a week while that was in the sunshine, and then it was going to go into dark, and they wouldn't be able to recharge the batteries because the solar panels would be inaccessible. And so, yeah, I mean, pretty successful thing. I imagine that they're probably pumped that they got that far. they were able to send back a photo and stuff like that. But like, ultimately, it's going to be a little heartbreaking that they were so close yet so far away.
I mean, considering how the last one went, this has got to be more of a success. I mean, and plus, this is the first time we've ever had commercial people, not actual NASA.
This time of year, the gear means more. The logo has a season of grit stitched in. The hat brims go low. The jerseys blaze with postseason pride. It's postseason season. This is what players and fans wear to win. Visit MLBShop.com for your favorite team gear and today's special offer. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
1 week later.
Later. Whoa, those stories were so crazy, and I definitely remember all of them, and I am dying on the inside.
I think I took way too many mushrooms today to really be like trying to put together everything that we just talked about what we were doing.
Did you actually take mushrooms today?
Wait, can I call them that? If I call them adaptogens, does that make them like legal?
I love the idea of adaptogens. Well, I mean, you could have been talking about criminies. You know, you could be talking about shiitakes. I ate way too many shiitake mushrooms today, and now I'm pooping like crazy.
Yeah, it's definitely shiitake. No, not at all.
at what time of day did you do this at?
Throughout all of it. Wow.
How did that happen?
I don't know. It was just, I want to say that it was like one time during the day, but that one time was all day.
Okay. I mean, like someone just come over and show up at your house and they're like, you should have these.
No, I was trying to get some work done and trying to focus on some stuff and
some drugs.
Yeah, of course.
If Brandon can do it, so can I.
Yeah. People used to send me like free samples of stuff and like to try out and see if I would talk about them or whatever. And this one just happened to be like a nice blend to help you focus and also help you be stress free. Mm. And I just started eating them. And didn't stop.
Chocolate bar style or what?
Pretty much. Like I have like with everything, I'd like have a cup of coffee, pop a couple caps.
Oh, so you actually have like the full on fungus.
Oh yeah.
Wow.
They were saying that you could break them up with like mortar and pestle and put them in everything. But I am not doing that because I'm lazy.
So as a guy who loves shiitake mushrooms,
yes,
but doesn't like the vomiting that sometimes comes along with them, right?
Yes, correct.
I came to terms with the idea that I would just get empty tea bags and put them in there and then boil water and then add that water minus the part that makes you all barfy into half a vitamin water. Just drink half the vitamin water and pour it in there. And then you just drink it and you don't get queasy at all at any point, because that was a real problem for me, because you know those shiitakes are
yeah, so they can be strong. Which I can attest to today. Yeah,
so for the future,
sounds like a brilliant idea. I've heard of the tea before, but like that's like a great idea.
It's basically that in college we would do it with instant Kool-Aid. You know, you'd get the thing with the jar with the big lid that you would screw off, and then you'd put a couple of scoops into the pitcher and fill it up with the hot water, fill the rest up with normal water, and then just pour cups of that. I did that at my buddy's bachelor party.
Yeah,
we were like,
nice.
For real, like, oh yeah.
So
anyway, yeah, okay. So it's a weird day for Siege. I mean, theoretically,
yes.
Well, let's get weirder then with it. I think, like,
I love it.
Since we didn't really get to many stories in this first part of the episode so far, I think. Let's
I don't know what we did.
I just remember Brandon crying.
The two of you having like an emotional breakdown,
yeah,
and yelling at me, and I was just laughing the whole time.
At you? We didn't yell at you. You misinterpreted thing. It was basically
I was kidding.
It was basically Brandon crumbling under the weight of somebody's judgment for someone else being funnier than he was, and he and I nervously laughing while you also nervously laughed, but kind of basked at the same time. So it was good.
Oh man, I had never felt better in my entire life, and you guys like opened me up emotionally, and I felt ready to be one with the world again.
Well, that's nice. So, thank you. Yeah, it was. I've since spoken to the person that said that Brandon and I aren't the funny ones, and that you are, or whatever. And she kind of doubled down on it, which was amazing. So,
it's not even. No, don't worry. You guys are funny too. It's like no.
She said it was amazing. She was like, "You tell Brandon that you think he's very funny, and that I'm Team Siege." I was like, "That does not help him. That in no way is going to be helpful." But I will do that.
Oh my god, that's great.
Now, Siege, I can't remember
if she hears this episode.
I know, right? I could be in trouble. But anyway, I don't know if we talked about this or not. So tell me if this like rings true for you at all. If we did and we talk about it again, that's amazing.
Oh, well.
We talked about the neural link, right? And the brain implants. Yes. And okay, that's what I thought. Okay, so.
Yeah.
This next story is about the first ever lab-grown testicles. Did we talk about that?
Did we? I don't think so. I don't know. We've been talking a lot about testicles in the group chat and the
you guys are. So I mean, you guys should hook up. It's like getting super weird. Although I did bring the naked Japanese man crush. By crush, I mean yes, when people just ram into each other. Not like I have a crush on a naked Japanese man, but I mean, why not? Might as well.
Might as well.
Well, from iflscience.com, the first ever lab-grown testicles may be capable of producing sperm. The subheadline's amazing. Scientists finally grow a pair.
Perfect. I love it.
Yeah, I guess like the future, I mean, at least not in Alabama, obviously, but the future is growing testicles to be able to create sperms, to be able to like do this. Right now it's for mice or whatever, but like what's the difference, you know?
Bigger balls. That's all we need is more mice procreating faster rate.
You know, they grow the ear on the back of a mouse. Like they grow man nuts on a mouse would be amazing.
It's like they grow the extra skin for like skin grafts, like off the side of the leg. Like you've got like an extra pair of balls just like growing off your thigh. Sometimes three or four pair, depending on you could be a donor.
Well, hold on now. I'm no doctor, but like it sort of feels like testicle skin would be like ball bag skin would actually be pretty good skin grafting skin if you could grow extra.
To be perfectly honest with you, yeah, it's like a softer. It's like growing another weenus, but a nice softer version.
Yeah,
you know the weenus, right? The back of your elbow, that stretchy stuff right there. Yeah,
no, I thought you were just saying nice penis in a nice way.
Oh no. This is your weenus right here. You can grab it and play with it and like you know. Yeah. Some of my friends, like when we were younger, used to have extra large weenuses and we'd fondle them. And I'm getting way too mushroomy. but yeah, it's like that extra soft part, but without having to lotion it already.
Wow. All right. Well, for I white like that people,
smooth, soft skin. Yes. Yes. Sorry to everybody who just left. You made it this far. Stick with us.
Anyway, they're hoping to help with infertility treatments by having fake nards that can produce sperms. And I'm like, this is wild. It's wild that this is where we're going to. They're in the moon. We're like between the two. That's pretty. Nuts.
Yeah. This is insane. Like all the things that we can be doing with like science, and we're growing. Fake real nuts?
Now we've been growing.
Like, didn't we just didn't we just get nudicles for dogs? Like when we get rid of their nuts, we give them fake nuts, and now we're growing real nuts.
I'm sorry.
you never heard of nudicles?
No, please go on.
Oh man, yeah. When you there's for the dogs who are very sensitive to how they look and how they feel out in public, and you cut off their nuts.
Yeah,
they have fake implanted testicles that they can put back in there, so the dogs just feel all nice and big and manly dog. Yeah, because we're worried about the dog's feelings.
John Manley's
once
nuts.
We cut off their nuts.
That's what they model them after.
Yes.
Shout out to John Manley.
Sub dummy.
Now here's the thing: if I see my dog is fixed now, but before, if I see a set of nuts on a dog, I'm like, keep that dog away from my bitch because I don't need any puppies. Yeah. Right.
Yes, correct.
And so, like, maybe don't use the nudicles or whatever that is. That's wild. Now, as creatures, we've been replicating wieners for forever. You know, whether it's
of course,
synthetic rubbery form or just, you know, from your garden or whatever it is. We've been, like, hard at work doing that for as long as as we've been around or whatever. But
cucumbers.
I do find it odd that we're making fake nards, but hey, right on. Pretty soon they're going to have, like, an impregnation robot that's going to get in there and, like, not only hump you, but also deliver the product.
Oh, my God. They're just trying to get rid of us completely, aren't they?
Yeah. I'm not mad at them.
Here we go. Crafted with integrity, a history of trust, nudicles. Over a quarter century, CTI Corporation has provided caring pet owners and progressive veterinarians worldwide with safe, effective, and revolutionary pet innovations, quote unquote.
What's it called when you put your human stuff onto like non-human things, like anthropomorphization or whatever it is? I was going to say
bestiality, but yes, anthropomorphize. Yes,
the other one, yeah,
the other human characteristics.
Yeah, like personification, kind of like that. It's like I feel like no dog has ever been like, "Where are my nuts? Now I don't feel like a man." Like I feel like that is purely.
Well, they have Humphrey the spokes dog on the nudicles page. So, sorry, you guys can go look that up yourself. I'm not looking at that anymore.
Anyway, yeah, this is this is wild.
Anthropomorphize.
Thank you. There's an album by the band The Ocean that I went and saw a couple times this weekend called Anthropocentric, which is not the same. It's the humans at the center, not at the, what is that, Copernican? Whatever. Oh my God. Now, you're a space guy. Like, you're, more than just right now on mushrooms, but you're a space guy. I missed it somehow because I was busy taking care of a child, but did you happen to, like, pay attention to the thing that we landed on the moon, the private company landed on the moon last week?
Yes, I did. This was actually supposed to be the first thing going to the moon. This was the one that's supposed to be the cargo being shot off on the Vulcan Centaur rocket.
Yeah,
the one that also had shout outs to Centaurs. the Vulcan Centaur was the one by ULA, United Launch Associates, which is basically Boeing and Lockheed Martin working together. And the Vulcan is the giant booster. The Centaur was the middle stage that contained all sorts of other things like we talked about this before, like the the guy who started Star Trek and everybody. Yeah, all sorts. Yeah. Animal testicles, nudicles that got shot into the sun for some reason. And Astrobotics was supposed to be launching something out to the moon. And that broke up and pretty much, I guess, disintegrated or crashed into something. I don't know. I don't remember anymore. I'm on mushrooms. But this stuff, innovative, I can't remember the name already.
Sure.
I was just talking about it. But they were supposed to be the first cargo, and it got delayed. And now that they launched it this time, it actually went and landed successfully on the moon, which was pretty damn amazing.
But then the Intuitive Machines Odyssey Moonlander tipped over on its side with its foot caught on a rock, and it got tumbled over and kind of spoiled the entirety of the mission. They made it down there, the first private moon lander to land, and it
Yeah.
Technically, I guess, is not successful because it fell over. But they've made it farther than the Japanese, the Israelis, and like a couple other people that have taken a...
India crashed into the moon.
Yeah.
Japan landed upside down on the moon.
Yeah.
But the thing that I love... this one was actually supposed to have a technology on it that I loved. That it's supposed to be so... because nobody's ever accounted for this before in landing on another planet, where they constantly measure the ground underneath it with laser and everything else, because as you're propelling fire out the bottom of this thing to land softly, it's changing the actual surface of the moon. So it's trying to level it out and get it right so it doesn't, you know, land awkwardly and flip over. So I don't know if that was actually working or on this particular one, but that is the goal that.
The primary laser, it's like LIDAR, I think this keeps coming up, this LIDAR. But the primary LIDAR malfunctioned, and they were able to take another laser on board that was there to do some NASA sciencing. So this private moonlander was able to, like, hey NASA, can we repurpose your laser to try and make the landing successful? And NASA was like, oh hell yeah, let's go. So they sent some code up to, like, give it instructions to be able to try and make the landing. And while it was, like, fairly successful, it still had, like, a bit of a wobble once it touched down. A wonky lunar touchdown, says space.com, and ended up falling over on its side. Yeah, as of today, Monday.
That's so cool how they did that.
As of the 26th, they were going to cease trying to make it work. It was supposed to last for, it was on the South Pole. It was supposed to last for a week while that was in the sunshine, and then it was going to go into dark, and they wouldn't be able to recharge the batteries because the solar panels would be inaccessible. And so, yeah, I mean, pretty successful thing. I think that I imagine that they're probably pumped that they got that far. They were able to send back a photo and stuff like that, but, like, ultimately, it's going to be a little heartbreaking that they were so close yet so far away.
I mean, considering how the last one went, this has got to be more of a success. I mean, and plus, this is the first time we've ever had commercial people, not actual NASA. This is, you know, people that haven't been doing this for, you know, 100 years at this point.
Yeah. And that NASA sent some stuff along. Like I said, they were using one of the lasers from NASA or whatever, but they were like leasing the space on this thing. It's like, well, if you're going to go up there, let's get some science done and we'll collaborate to make it work or whatever. Yeah, so when it touched down on the lunar surface, its achievement wasn't immediately met with cheer. The team was perplexed because they couldn't figure out what they were seeing from it, what was going on. Radio silence, nervous laughter. One of the main communication antenna was on the side that fell over, so it was having trouble communicating. There's like a lunar orbiter up there. I think there's two pieces to this thing too, where it wasn't talking to its own thing. And so, yeah, it was tough to figure. They couldn't figure out what was going on. And then they eventually realized that it had fallen over on its side and it was like balanced on a rock or whatever. That sucks to go that far, a week long journey to get to the moon and get to the point where you're going to touch down and then just have it just be barely off. So I don't know. Pretty cool though.
Let's see. This makes me think of the Japanese one that, excuse me, from like a month or two ago, where it got all the way there and was going down for the mission. They even had these special little things made by the toy company that does Transformers, which are essentially little balls. They're shaped like balls, and they shoot them out of the lander. They're nudicles, and they shoot them out of the lander, and they split in half. So they open up to reveal like cameras going both ways. And that's how they got the shot from away to watch the lunar lander land. But of course it was upside down. So
why not though? That's a great idea. Just to like deploy something else. Like what they did to land like Perseverance on Mars or Curiosity on Mars is nothing short of a miracle. Like it's wild how they send a craft there. It gets deployed and flies to where it's like parachuting down. Then it comes out. Then there's like rockets that fire to help get it close. And then it winches down the actual rover. And then once the tie is cut, then it flies away with its rocket powers. I mean, it's like for that to even begin to be considered is crazy. So might as well just shoot down a couple 360 cams and see what you get, huh?
Yeah, it's so cool. I love the idea that it's made by an actual toy company.
Yeah.
And it's the one that made the Transformers. So.
They were it's probably also responsible for Pokemon. They were hoping to catch some sort of moon monster with their spheres or whatever.
Yes. Pokenuticles.
Okay, well, this is wild. Maybe you've seen something about this. There's a there's this stingray called Charlotte the Stingray. And yes. She lives in North Carolina, and she
I know
is,
her well.
She is knocked up. She's a pregnant stingray. I had never seen stingray birth before until I was researching this, and someone posted a video, and they just pop out and they like wobble around or whatever. Some guys caught a stingray on a fishing boat, and they got it was a pregnant stingray lady, and so they like squeezed out a bunch of baby stingray. It was amazing.
That's so nuts.
Speaking of nuts, nudicles, Charlotte the Stingray is knocked up, but there isn't a male stingray in her tank at this North Carolina aquarium, meaning that something else went down. Now, you could maybe speak to this. When sharks have sex, they tend to bite each other.
Why could I maybe speak to this? Could I maybe speak to virgin stingray birth pregnancy?
Well, it's the sharks. When they have sex, they bite each other. And Charlotte was covered in small shark nibbles, and they thought that, like,
oh my god,
yo, do the stingray and the shark bang? And I'm guilty of being like, are we about to get a shark ray? Is this going to be the coolest thing ever? Like, did a hammer and a shark F, and that's how we got a hammerhead shark? Like, what's going on here?
Whoa.
And so the biologist stepped in to be like, hey, dummy, that of course wouldn't happen. And if anything was born, it would be born dead because the DNA doesn't work together. But I still believe. So
the fact that it would be born at all is amazing. Listen, there's like a couple of things that could happen here. It could be, we could get our first shark stingray hybrid baby.
Yeah, please.
Or we could be getting stingray Jesus.
Yeah. Or if you're not a Christian person, a person of Christian persuasion, perhaps we're getting baby Anakin Skywalker, Stingwalker.
Oh my god.
It's a virgin in the Force.
Anakin Stingwalker.
Yeah, that's good.
We need it.
We're about a week away, I think a week or two away from the actual birth. What they think, though, is it's called, I think it's parthenogenesis or something like that. I have it written down.
Yeah, but that's something that's more, isn't that in amphibians and reptiles? I don't think they've ever seen that in, like, fish.
Caretakers believe this to be asexual reproduction known as parthenogenesis, which is basically Skywalker, Jesus, and Jurassic Park is the most important one for me. It's like John Hammond is like messing around with aquariums now. Dinosaur Park's too complicated, but we're going to do aquariums now. So, yeah.
that's how it all starts.
I don't know.
That's how it all starts. Test it out in the aquarium so, you know, people can just swim away as opposed to creatures coming and eating all of everything.
Now, if it has a tiny little mustache and gold chain, I'm going to have some questions.
Ooh, I know exactly where that one came from.
From earlier this episode when we talked about somebody's gold chain.
Oh, my God.
A week ago.
You know what? I've been having that same dream. I don't know if I talk about it on air? I didn't talk about it on air, but I'm on mushrooms, so I'm going to do what I want right now. That dream that I keep having where we all just keep saying bulgogi over and over again and laughing hysterically, and then we try to do 1 minute of soup and Brandon drowns. Like, I don't know. For some, I keep having this recurring dream where we just keep saying the word bulgogi. And, like, the three of us are out getting, like, ramen or something. We're saying bulgogi.
We're getting Korean food. That's what it has to be, just to get our Asians correct.
Yes. and then we try and do 1 minute of soup by, like, drinking it very fast. And then Brandon somehow waterboards himself and drowns. And I don't know. I don't know where I was going with that. Oh, I was watching Doctor Strange Multiverse of Madness, and they said, well, whatever you're dreaming, that's what's happening in some other alternate universe. And I'm just like, oh no. And I was so sad for Brandon. He's not here tonight, so
we don't know that he's not drowning in soup right now. Okay,
that's true. He was laying carpet or whatever.
No, that's what it,
allegedly. I've
heard that before. How does Brandon have a different home project happening every day? It feels like they dig up the driveway, then they dig up the side, the carpet. He's getting guns out of the wall. Like, he's always got something.
I know, right? He keeps talking about how much he loves his house, but yet he's doing stuff to it all the time to change it.
Yeah. Interesting.
I just want to know if the torture bed's okay.
Yeah. I've got a friend that's going to Orlando for a trip in April and was like, ooh, you want to go? And I was like, well, the difference is that, yeah, I know, right? I'm like, I really want to see Siege. And so she's going to Orlando and then to Miami. And I was like, you got to meet up with Siege. Like, it's imperative.
Hell yeah.
But I was like, I want to go and not go to, I don't care about going to the Disney World that they're doing as a trip. I want to go to Kennedy and then go down to Miami and party.
We can go to ourselves in Kennedy.
So, yeah. It's not going to happen because I don't have time off, but it's certainly something that crossed. I mean, like, why couldn't I work remotely like I have before? Maybe I will go.
I mean, yeah, you can strap the pillow to your head and redo that.
Yeah, that wasn't bad. I mean, it sounded
good. We got enough setup.
Yeah, no joke. Maybe I should do that.
Should we take live pod?
Yeah, and
Kate Ferrari.
Oh, dude, can we get him to special guest Kate Ferrari?
I'll bring the whole setup.
Dude, that'd be badass, man. If we could, like, we could get a fan boat driver on. We just
do a pod, and all we do is scream because we're holding alligators.
Or be on the fan boat, and you just can't hear us at all because we're on a fan boat. So it's just like, we're just laughing.
Yeah,
you just blasted an alligator.
Well, I'm in. I'm automatically in. So that's all we have to say about that. So.
Is it like alligators out of the water time of year, or is it too hot for them to be out already?
No, it's this is mating season essentially. The late, I guess. The, well,
what if that's what's happening to the stingray?
Yeah. Oh no! Please don't do that. That would be scary. Yeah. The this time of year, this is considered like late spring here, end of February. So this is the warm time of year, or the cool-ish time of year where they're out there getting their sun. So you'd see them like laying all over the sides and stuff. Like, I just saw a video today of somebody that I believe was just riding along the golf course, and like the alligators are just running along the golf course trying to attack the golf carts just because they're in the way.
I mean, I've got an Aussie doodle, and if a golf cart drove by me, it would definitely try and herd it like that. It would be like, no fast moving stuff near me. I'm going to get you. So why not have an alligator chasing you in the same capacity? That would be the scariest thing ever, to have like some dumb dinosaur chasing after you like that. Oh my God.
It's amazing.
How do you put up with that? Like, man, Florida's the weirdest with your Everglade mountains and your.
Oh man, I got to send you this video that I just saw today. It was, one of the coolest things I ever seen, because I've never actually seen under the water of the Everglades. Everglades in Native American means basically it's like river of grass, and river of grass mountain. And I've never actually really looked under the water from under the water. I've been snorkeling and scuba diving in mangroves like further down in the Keys, but in the Everglades itself, it's really only in some spots like 2 feet deep, and in some spots like the mud looks only 2 feet deep, but it can go 60 feet deep. Like there was a plane crash back in the '90s. there was a plane crash back in the night. Sorry, I don't know why I laughed at that. I think I saw your message about me being on mushrooms.
Oh man, it was awesome. So many people died. Yeah.
Yeah, they did, because it went straight down into the Everglades and just kind of sunk under the muck, and everybody just disappeared. And this guy, he's 18 years old, and he was like a surf photographer, and he set up his surf camera and stuff like that underneath the Everglades, and he was just going there, and he's like looking at fish. It's beautiful. River of grass, seeing alligators, and it was just insane. I'd never seen that before in my life, and I've lived here my entire life, essentially.
I have no interest in finding anything out about that. I want to see a manatee for sure, but I don't need to know anything about the Everglades and what lurks underneath.
Manatee time of year.
I'm happy in my car with air conditioning.
Come down in April. We'll go hang out next to the nuclear power plant where they all get warm.
Oh, good. There's something that I like. I really feel the need to like spoon a manatee and just like swim along with it. I know that's probably illegal or whatever, but like it'd be really nice to just like grab onto one and let it like slowly maneuver you into a place to get food while you snorkel or whatever.
I know spots where you can just sit and they'll come up to you and do that for you.
Oh man, can you surf a manatee?
Yeah. Well, I was just about to say like where we go and watch the Rockets from on Cocoa Beach, there's plenty of times that we just paddle out sitting there on surfboards and you'll have manatees and dolphins just like come up to you just because they're curious as to who it is or what's going on. So yeah,
and then you
encounters like that is yeah. And then you fuck them. Or if the dolphins, they fuck you.
All right, what a disaster this has been, but boy, is it fun. So thanks for listening to the non-Brandon Nerd Talk Plus. That was
for I'm so sorry fan. For everything.
Of course, Brandon texts now, oh, I can do Wednesday. He texts back, just, yeah. I can do Wednesday. Oh, cool. Thanks, bro.
Cool. Are we going to make up for it on Wednesday?
Anyway, yeah, thanks for listening to Nerd Talk Plus. Tell a friend, leave a review, nerdtalkplus.com, all that stuff. Okay, I'm Gregor. I'm out. Bye, Siege.
Bye. Love you, mean it. Bye. Nerd Talk, talking about Nerd Talk, yeah.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.